You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com. And streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Keeping Up with the Kardashians. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show, Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Oh, hello. Bing is for doing, but I think you guys know that. Welcome to the AfterBuzz recap show for Keeping Up with the Kardashians. We are in a very new season, season 7. But before we get to break everything down, I want to introduce our panel for this season. To my left is
Susan Hahn.
And I am Adria Theoritis. And you guys can tweet me at Adria Theo.
And I am Virginia Reyna, and you can tweet me there.
Susan, where can they tweet you?
You can tweet me at It's Susan Hahn, ITSSUSANHAHN.
And you guys can tweet me at GoToGirlTV. And I just wanted to take a moment to encourage you guys to check us out on iTunes, rate us, tell your friends. We appreciate all the feedback. And we actually, you know, we want you to interact with us. Call in. You can call in 424-256-1729. And without further ado, this is a new season of Keeping Up with Kardashians, season 7. And tonight's episode actually kind of picks up where Khloé and Lamar left off to a certain degree. Because the title of this episode is, Who's Your Daddy? Who's Your Daddy? The overarching, you know, big message in this episode, it's the whole paternity thing with Khloé. Because the very last show for Khloé and Lamar, we saw where the whole rumor about Khloé's, you know, who is her real father, Chris had a book, Chris talked about having an affair, and all this nastiness came out, so Khloé was really in a place where she wasn't sure if she wanted to find out what the truth was, if she was comfortable with it, if she thought she was really a Kardashian. What do you guys think about all that?
I mean, I feel like this has been going on for a while, though. Like, we heard about this in the tabloids, like, months ago. So
right.
We're finally now actually just seeing it. So it's kind of interesting, you know, to see, like, what really went down and, you know, how it's kind of affected their whole family. And, I mean, obviously, Khloé.
I think Khloé's been insecure her whole life. You know, she's always questioned if she's really, truly a Kardashian because she doesn't look like her sisters or Rob.
Mm-hmm.
And then her mom writes, as she said, a memoir.
And
that was hilarious. You know, and she, you know, admitted that she had an affair. And that's kind of like, you know, green light. If you're going to write it in the book, it's people are going to take jabs. And Chris is saying that it's Robert Kardashian's ex two wives that are the ones bringing it up.
Well, but see, that's the truth. So I don't know if you guys remember the story, but okay, yes, Chris, she wrote a memoir. Okay, she did write a book, but where all of this came from, all the rumors, is the fact that two of Robert Kardashian's, his, you know, former wives, they leaked a story to the Inquirer, and who knows if they were paid or whatever, but basically they told the Inquirer that on his deathbed, he told them that Khloé wasn't his real daughter.
Well, if it wasn't the Inquirer, then that's the truth, then. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
Yes, we all know the tabloids are real. But that was the true catalyst for all of this. It wasn't necessarily her book.
Right.
Because her book, she was just saying, look, you guys, I had an affair. This is what happened a long time ago.
But Khloé's defense, Khloé's saying whether he's my biological dad or not, he's my father. He raised me.
Right.
And he's my dad.
Like, why find out after he's already
exactly.
passed away?
And if she's cool with it, whether it's her blood dad or not, that's her dad.
But and what we saw in Khloé and Lamar, like, we saw when they brought it up, I don't know if you guys saw it, but me and Deanna talked heavily about it in the last episode. When Khloé was approached with all this, she was so upset. She didn't want to take the DNA test. She was already talked to about it. And now in this one, you see her being approached, and it's the same thing. So I don't understand why Chris thought it would be any different. Well, and ambushed her with the doctor.
That
the doctor
was hiding
just appeared
in the closet.
He just appeared into everywhere they were.
Right. But is it really that surprising? Because that's just, like, Kris Jenner has nothing to do with it. Seems
she
like
has
just
no shame in right. her.
Well, I mean, do you guys think it was, like, fair of her to push this on her daughter? Because at the end of the day, that is her daughter. She wants, you know, her daughter to feel comfortable with
everything
that's
happening.
Well, I think
deep down the curiosity for Chloe was going to build up. And she was, you know, she's always going to question what if all she's reading all these things. It's hurtful. It's hurtful to hear the dad that you grew up with may not be your actual dad. And I think she's always going to have that what if she doesn't do that.
Right.
But I think that she needed time. I don't think that pressuring and ambushing was the right way to do it.
I think that she has questioned it because, you know, we've seen in previous seasons of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, I want to say that. but we've seen where she's like the only blonde one. All of her siblings have dark hair. She was blonde. She's curly.
And
she's
Chloe,
tall, you know.
Chloe, there was an episode where Chloe's like, you treat me differently. Remember her mom had to carry out a mattress? Mm-hmm. I mean, can you hire a worker for that?
Yeah.
She's like, you know, carrying out a mattress. And she was kind of like, you treat me like a stepchild.
I think she's always wondered, like, I just don't fit into this family.
Like the icing on the cake.
Yeah, I'm the ugly duckling. So yeah. I would think that deep down she might want to know the truth. I don't know.
Well, this is probably the first and only time you guys are going to ever hear this coming out of my mouth.
Uh-oh.
But Kim said it perfectly. I think Chris's intentions were to kind of clear up her reputation and kind of soften her affair that she had.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
right.
I mean? And kind of put it out there like, no, I did not lie to my daughter for 25 years of her life. And I think she wants to really prove to the public that although, yes, she had an affair during the time Chloe was conceived, this is still Robert Kardashian's daughter.
Right. So it was more about clearing her conscience.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right.
Well, she said, she's like,
most definitely.
I couldn't sleep at night. This was, you know, really bothering me. So, again, it's all about Kris Jenner.
Do we think we've heard the end of this whole situation? Because, I don't know, it seems like...
I don't know, but I mean, I'm glad Chloe took a stand and was just like, no, like, as much as you want... I almost think she did it, like, in spite of her, because, you know, Chris always wants her way, and Chloe's like, no, like, you're not going to get your way, because that's kind of how I would be, especially after, they almost had an intervention.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
Well, I think it was wrong to go around to all of her siblings and say, okay, we take this test, I'm going to have a doctor coming over, and... Chloe was the last to know.
Mm-hmm.
I think if anything, she should have been the first to know.
Right.
And she should have just even approached her and said, listen, you know, I want you to, you know, walk away with a clear conscience. I want you to know that you're loved, that this is your family. So how about a test? Instead, she goes behind her back. So
with the doctor on call.
With the doctor on call. Talking about house calls, right?
In the laundry room, in the garage, in the basement. He's good to go. He's ready to go.
There's a whole new meaning to house call.
And that just leads on to the whole Bruce Island thing because, you know, Bruce was the last to know also. And he's always the last to know. Like, I feel so sorry for that guy. I don't know how he puts up
with Bruce.
Not only that many women, but Chris.
Poor Bruce.
Yeah.
I mean, I have to say, this episode, it really, like, touched on a lot of really sensitive things, you know? Like, we see Bruce, like, really feeling like, oh, my God, I'm not part of this family. No one consults me. No one talks to me. Everybody ignores me. And then we've got this whole paternity thing, you know? And then, like, we're dealing with some heavier stuff, you know, this episode versus, like, light and fun and airy, you know? Like, were you guys kind of expecting that or, you know?
Well, nobody knew that he was gone for 2 days.
I mean,
that's just sad.
That's beyond sad.
No one called. Like, nowhere.
The intercom.
Oh, intercom.
Yeah.
Bruce, line one. Bruce.
I know.
I love Bruce Jenner. I'm a huge fan. But his eyebrows, what is going on there?
After you said that, I couldn't stop looking at them.
I
completely agree.
I mean, I hate to talk, you know, smack about Bruce.
I mean, he is an Olympic athlete.
Ooh.
He is a world famous, you know, name, and I don't know what's going on now.
But I mean, they've touched on that before on Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Yeah, I mean,
when he's even admitted that, like, he got work done way too early in his life, and now he's kind of suffering.
But they kind of reversed it, and he did kind of look better for a while. But he did something to his eyebrows. Mm-hmm. I think he got tatted down on his eyebrows.
Oh,
right?
Tatted down.
Yeah,
and his earring that he got with Rob.
Yes.
Oh, his piercing.
Okay,
terrible.
I wish he would lose those diamond earrings. I just think a man of a certain age should not have jewelry in his ears
or in his teeth.
I mean?
teeth.
I think at a certain age, you just don't have it. And speaking of earrings, I want to tell all of you After Buzzers about our fantastic affiliate program with Amazon.com. So what it is if you already shop on Amazon.com, what we're asking you to do is go on AfterBuzzTV.com, click on the Amazon affiliate banner, and you make your purchases there. So you can buy clothes, you can buy diamond earrings, you can buy Kris Kardashian's book, anything you want, and what Maria's book right here. And what happens is, after Buzz TV, we get lots of little kickbacks, and we're able to bring you more shows. We're able to pay for the lights and, you know, our makeup and all that fun stuff. So make sure you check out the
eyelashes,
eyebrow stencils.
Make sure you check on the Amazon.com banner on After Buzz TV. We appreciate it. All right, so back to talking about Bruce.
Well, back to talking about his ever so changing face. Kim Kardashian looks different in every episode.
They did some little flashbacks.
And she doesn't look that.
She doesn't look catty anymore.
Her eyes are bigger.
She's like, who is that?
Yeah, she's different.
She looks so much better in the flashbacks.
She was beautiful.
I worked with an Armenian company for 7 years, and they are one of the most beautiful people that I've ever had the opportunity to work with. Their culture, they're just so family oriented.
And dated an Armenian boy before.
I just think she needs to chill out on the
Kim, you're beautiful. Stop.
She's using the same guy Bruce is.
For sure.
Oh, I don't know.
How cute is Courtney?
We love Courtney. But wait, let's circle back to Bruce for a second.
Okay, so going back to Bruce.
First of all, they just got their home redone, the bedroom redone, and the poor guy can't even eat chips on the damn couch in his bedroom, you know? Well, so I was feeling his pain a little bit, you know? He felt isolated.
And on top of that, they don't even sleep in the same bed or the
room. Yeah, what was that about?
Like, because she didn't know where he was gone. Like, Usually, you see your husband at the end of the day.
2 days?
Yeah,
I have no idea.
That's a big problem.
Yeah, he's not working in the garage overnight.
That's huge. I mean, the fact that she's so busy, she manages all of their careers. She's traveling. She's booking. She's like momager. Mm-hmm. So I think she definitely needs to carve out time for her man, for her husband. You know what I mean? Because just like you said, hey, if this doesn't stop, I'm gone. Now, you know, she threw it back at him.
She flipped it around.
She flipped it.
She really flipped that. She made it seem like he was the problem.
Kris Jenner is a very, very smart woman.
Yeah.
She flipped it on him. Where even Chris was, even Bruce was like, oh, maybe it is me.
You know? I mean,
poor thing.
Like, you don't get respect in this house if you need to give respect to others in order to receive respect. That's what she said.
Like, sleeping in the same bed. Like, that's a huge red flag for a marriage. Like, come on. They should be sleeping in the same bed. The fact that he was gone for 2 days and she had to intercom him when he called.
She's like, oh, he's in the garage.
Like, he's actually hasn't been there.
Yeah.
Well, I love the fact that, you know, him and Scott were hanging out and they kind of got this idea, because I feel like it's usually the girls that kind of like, hey, let's like be sneaky. So it was kind of cute to actually see, like, you know, the boys be like, okay, let's call, let's set this up. But then it kind of didn't really help him.
Well, I also think what's cool is that we've seen, like, in previous seasons where Scott has been on the outs with the family. Mm-hmm. Like, he's really had to, like, work his ass off. Sorry. He's really had to work hard to, like, get into the family fold, because a long time they didn't like him. They thought it was lazy. And now we're finally seeing, like, he's got this great relationship. Great enough for Bruce, you know, to call him and say, hey, I'm at Chloe's, you know, come hang out with me. So I thought that was kind of cool to see. You know, he's finally, like, moved into the fold. I mean, I guess it helps that there's one kid and one on the way.
Well, what other ally does Bruce have at this point?
You know? Exactly. No. That's a good point. He really doesn't have anybody, like, in terms of,
They can relate to each other.
In terms of having another penis in the room, you know what I mean? Because Rob is, like, off doing his thing.
Rob is a little tenderoni. He is so cute.
Isn't he cute?
Yes, he is.
Love me
so
some Rob.
Cute. Mm,
Rob, oh, comes to us. You
know, I'll get some of his socks.
I've always been a Brody lover.
Oh, really?
He's never on the show, but I've always loved Brody.
Brody's a Brody, but something about Rob.
Oh, Brody Jenner.
Yeah.
I think he broke up with Avril, Virginia.
I think they broke up.
You never see Bruce interact with his own kids.
True. Yeah, well, that was a good point, because even at the end, remember we saw, well, okay, here's another something I want to bring up. Kendall and Kylie, the two younger daughters.
Are we going there right now?
Yeah, let's go there right now, because it involves Bruce. Yes. So Kendall and Kylie, the two younger daughters, sitting there, you know, on their phones, and then they finally go out to get yogurt and finally talk. But what blew my mind is how, A, the parents had no idea that she was having a hard time in school. Mm-hmm. And second of all, the reason why she was having a hard time is because she's working? Like, hello? Like, I just felt like that's a bigger issue.
I mean, they basically requested a tutor. I mean, you know, they're like, we want to go to school. We want to learn. We feel so, you know, behind when we go back to school because we're working. And, of course, I don't think any teenager, I mean, they should be cheerleading and they should be enjoying
dances.
I mean, they do show them that they do the cheerleading thing and that type of thing.
They do.
But I mean, if you compare them to any other, like, young actress that, like, you know, has to have their own tutor, there really isn't a difference. And if they're wanting to be in their family work, I mean, if I found something that I love, like fashion and that when I was that young, I would totally do that. And there's certain, I mean, yeah, there's your high school years, but then there's also something really cool about the industry that they're
true,
in.
True, at the same time.
It just depends.
I feel like you can never get, you need to find
balance. But they literally have grown up in it.
Yeah.
There's never been a minute where they haven't been in it.
And I get it, and I understand that, but also with the makeup, I think they need to go a little bit easy.
How old are they?
Their makeup artist
like
is listening.
16?
They need to,
I think that, Kylie's 16.
14.
I think 16. Kylie is 14?
I think 14 and 16 or 15 and 16.
Because Kendall just turned 16,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, she's 16. Right.
So Kylie's 14 young. Or 15. But they just have too much makeup on, and I just think that's a shame because they're gorgeous.
Yeah.
I feel like you can't get those years back. You can't rewind and get prom back and, you know, and dances and just interacting, you know. Yeah, you can't.
Your
you
childhood.
Can't get that back, mm-hmm. you know. So when she was sitting there saying that, I was just like, well, okay, your daughter's sitting here telling you she feels stupid. She's not, like, caught up with the rest of her class. Why not, like, let her, like, just be a kid and be in school and do this when she's done if she wants to, you know?
They just signed
a $40 million contract. They're going to be around for another 3 years.
Or before throwing them into work mode, I mean, they should have discussed tutors or maybe they shouldn't be working during school.
Or like a set number of hours a week.
Yes.
Wow. Something like
or
that.
Or did they, like, how do we know that they didn't, like, want to sign up for this, though? And maybe now they just need to take it back?
Because their mom is Kris Jenner.
Do we think they had a choice?
I don't think they had a choice.
Because they used to not be on the show that much. They used to.
They were, like, younger.
Exactly. So, but maybe they wanted to. Because remember, they were saying, like, they wanted to be like their sisters. Like, that was kind of, like, the thing back then. Mm-hmm. So maybe it's they wanted to work more, but now that they are, you know, so maybe they just need to pull it back a little, work a little less.
Or at least not during the school year, you know, or have a tutor that...
I mean,
listen, if Kris Jenner can have a DNA doctor in her closet, then they can absolutely afford to have a tutor
on hand
every day
in the bathroom waiting. You know what I mean?
Every single day. Yeah. But something about that, I don't know, it just rubbed me the wrong way. It really bothered me hearing that, you know? Like, these girls are so young. The makeup, she's sitting there saying, you know, I'm behind. I'm not caught up with
the rest of my class. And they're on their phones all the time.
And they're on their phones. It's just like, hello, you know? And the parents had no idea. They were literally sitting over frozen yogurt and like, wow, I
didn't. Well, the parents don't even sleep in the same room, so I think
Maybe we can look at this as a positive, though. Maybe there are lots of families out there like that. Because if you think about it, I'm sure they're not the only parents who are running a million miles a minute who are not connected with their children.
Right.
Really, you know? So maybe
this is the thing that's killing families.
I had seen something where it said, I miss the days where apples and blackberries were just fruits.
I love that.
When they were just fruits, and now it's like we don't have human interaction anymore.
I love that. Speaking of apples, I want to remind all of you After Buzzers, please check out iTunes. We want to hear from you. Tweet us. Make comments, because we really, really go back and we look at your comments, and we love it. So don't forget about iTunes. Check in with us and call us. Anybody have a question? Anybody want to call in? Adrian, you're out there.
I know
you're out there at Watchtower. Please, somebody call us. We'd love to hear from you. Again, that number is 424-256-1729. Okay, so I love that comment. That was fantastic.
Yeah, I love that comment. I know. I try not. I mean, I'm obsessed with my phone. Mm-hmm. I have to admit, but I try to like shut it down after a certain time. And Sundays, I usually don't even pick up phone calls or look at emails.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh wow.
All right, I think we're going to...
I said I try.
I think we're going to check out a quick commercial. So let's hit a commercial, and we'll be right back with more juicy, juicy AfterBuzz on the Kardashians.
Hey, guys. What's happening? We are the America's Best Dance Crew ABDC After Show coming to you guys. We watch the show every week just like you, and we go every Friday to the set to interview and talk to the crews behind the scenes and let you know what is happening behind the scenes.
Hey everybody, we are AfterBuzz Mob Wives Edition, the only Mob Wives After Show out there. I'm your host, Adrian Vera, with my lovely co-host,
Kevin Undergaro,
Grant Rudder,
Cameron Marston.
You guys can check us out every week. We have a lot of fun. We drink wine. We talk about the show. So check us out. We're also doing the Big Ann Show. So tune into that and Mob Wives Chicago.
Hey, guys. What's happening? We are the Game of Thrones AfterBuzz crew. I'm Dave Klein.
Bethany Jaber.
Kristen Elizabeth Snyder.
Simone Boyce.
And we come to you every single week live Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Pacific time for We Are Kings of the Game of Thrones After Show. And we have one thing to say. Oh, shadow baby. Oh, shadow baby. Oh, shadow baby.
After Buzz TV, what do you want to buzz about?
Sorry. We are back. I just heard a little music in that commercial that I liked. Finally, let's talk about Dash. Let's talk about the store. Let's talk about Courtney, who's my favorite.
She's the president of Dash.
I love Courtney. We see how Courtney is, you know, working with the store and working with buyers, working on a new space. And now that Kim's life is slowed down a little bit, you know, and I wonder why.
Oh, well, this is one episode, okay? Let's, come on. You know, she has a new man every episode.
Right.
I mean, every season. So give her till next episode and then you're going to see her MIA again.
Well, you know what? Quick question. Were you guys surprised to see that there really wasn't a lot, like this episode didn't really revolve around Kim a lot, especially considering the divorce that's been in all the tabloids about how Chris Humphries is giving her a hard time and she's, you know, were you surprised to see the episode really not focusing on any of that?
No, I think because even with Chloe and Lamar, when she visited, remember, it was just she was in the background of everything.
Right.
So I think she's trying real hard
to stop being such a fame whore.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Those are some fighting words.
No, I'm just saying because fame her and Kanye West, I don't know, those two have the biggest egos out there. So we'll just see how much. Of a backseat they take,
She was definitely taking a backseat until, you know, this whole thing with Courtney and Dash. And I was team Courtney when it came to that because Courtney, she said it best. She said, you know what? Like, I've been doing everything. I do all the buying. I do the decision making. And now suddenly you want to pop in and, you know, insert your opinion. Well, hello. Like, I'm always here and, like, you're always doing your thing. It's just, it wasn't fair. Mm-hmm. What do you guys think?
I completely agree. Because you've seen it in previous seasons, too, where it's always Courtney doing everything and she's always just sitting back there, but it's what she loves. And I would, like, if it was me and I was doing everything and then someone wanted to come in just because, oh, like, well, now I'm free. Like, let me put my 2 cents in after you did all this work. I would not be happy.
Right.
Because Kim's so bratty about it.
Like, She's negative about everything. She's like, it's too cold in here. There's no... where were shelves? And Courtney's like, yeah, because you install it.
Yeah.
Duh. I mean, hello? I'm sorry, do we co-manage a store together? What the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, this room didn't come looking like this.
Yeah.
The studio did not come looking like this. No, but I, and especially considering that Courtney's pregnant and she's doing everything, so, So I
think Courtney's a hard worker. She's always been a hard worker. She knows what she's doing. She loves fashion, and this is her baby. Dash is her kid, you know?
Yeah.
The thing I love about the show is I love the fashion, you know, being a fashion girl myself, everything from like the Hermes bags to,
Chanel
bag. Oh my gosh, that was
amazing.
I'm
kind of Hermes'd out. I mean,
they
we get
every freaking color, but you know what? If they need to pass something over,
I would never complain about an Hermes bag personally.
A little much. And you know, it's like, yes, we all know you guys have
every color.
Every single color.
Every style.
Every style. That's great.
Oh gosh. What else? Any other things like hit you guys with this episode?
I mean, if we could talk about the make, I love how they're really stepping up with the bright reds and oranges.
Oh,
I love
in their nails. They have fashion color.
Yes. Well, I think we all are sporting a little something, you know.
I'm naked now. Or we're both naked. Yeah.
All right, I want to take a couple minutes to talk about Gamefly. So not only do we have Amazon.com, the affiliate program, but we also have Gamefly. Now, Gamefly, if you're familiar with Netflix, Gamefly is what Netflix is for you video game people. And right now, Gamefly.com is the perfect solution. You get no late fees, minimal monthly charges. You get over 8,000 games for PlayStations, Xbox, Wiis, and AfterBuzz TV fans, you get a special 15-day trial if you go through www.gamefly.com/AfterBuzzTV. You can test it out for free, F-R-E-E. How many things do you get for free these days? I mean, not much, right? You can test it out for free, and if you don't like it, you can cancel after 15 days, and, you know, you can just have some free videos for 15 days. I haven't done that before, well, with Netflix or something.
Cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So, like I said, Gamefly.com. Be sure to get your free trial. Compliments of AfterBuzz TV. Wow. All right. So, what else we got to talk about, girls?
I'm super excited that she's having a girl.
Oh, that's so right. It's a girl.
It's going to be so cute.
So, did you guys read in the magazines how they had flamingos, pink flamingos, for her baby showers?
That's so
right,
cute.
Right.
Yeah. Pink flamingos. I think they had like a little cotton candy station.
Mm-hmm. So fun.
Scott wasn't there.
Oh.
He's actually growing up.
But I mean, how many guys go to girls' baby showers?
Lamar was there, and Kanye West made an appearance.
Oh, he did.
Yeah. How nice.
Shut
Lovely.
Up.
So, and Courtney was wearing a really cute little white Diane
she's
dress.
So cute.
Yeah, she's
DVF.
So cute. Yeah, DVF.
All her outfits.
Such a little cutie.
Nice.
Like when Kim took the picture, she's like, let me take a picture of this. If you in this cute little outfit. Like,
yeah.
It's just so cute.
Love it. All right, so what other kind of news and gossip do we have? Because there's always something to talk about with the Kardashians.
TV news.
All right, so let's see here. You had the baby shower.
The girls
Scott
are
didn't show
fed up.
Up
with their mom.
Recently, I know I saw in Us Weekly or one of the tabloids, it was a picture of Kim, and she had a wig on, so I believe she was on set for something, but it was a picture of her and Kanye kissing, and it just seemed a little contrived.
Like
you know what I mean? Yeah, just very like, okay, all right, is my wig on right? Okay, so I'm gonna... You know, it was just like, it was a bit much, you know, which, you know, makes me wonder, like, you know, everybody, is it real? Is it not? Is it for publicity? Because at the end of the day, I don't think she can afford to have another relationship, like, you know, fake out with her fans. Because I think people have had it.
Well, the Kardashians, the girls, they all have etiquette coaches. They have...
Really?
Yeah, they have etiquette coaches. They have coaches that...
Like media training and stuff.
Yeah, media training. Mm-hmm. They learn how to pose.
Wow.
They everything, I mean, they live in the limelight, you know? I mean, they get their nails done every other day because they can't be seen, you know, with the same color. And these girls are working 24/7.
If I had that money, I'd be doing the same thing now. I would have, nail did every day.
Nail did, hair
on,
did. You fancy, huh?
Yes, I'd be fancy, right?
I think that Kim needs to give her vagina a little break. You know, I mean, she's not divorced yet. And
God.
I think she needs to
you get brought up Lady Town.
She needs to sign them papers and then on to the next. I think,
that's
I mean?
A good point, though.
She's still legally married. And, you know, you can't hate Chris Humphries for giving her a hard time. I mean, he feels, and he's a little kid from Minnesota, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He feels like he was really duped. Like he
was.
Really feels like he was bamboozled. And I mean, he's not
led
gonna
astray.
But I mean, have you seen him? I don't think it would take really that much to bamboozle that guy.
Oh,
you know what?
That is me, Virginia.
But he just seems.
You think he seems stupid? Is that what you're trying to
Maybe
say?
Maybe a little bit on the.
He's naive. He's naive.
Maybe naive is a bigger. Yeah.
He's an NBA star. He went into the NBA at what 20 something. He's only
but
what 26 year old.
Yeah, he's show. In. He doesn't really know like what these ladies are capable.
I don't think he
of,
was really. I don't think he really watched the show.
I think he. Just,
she's the one who was like, "Who's that guy? I want to meet that guy." And that's how he kind of
got into the middle of this whole storm.
He had to have known after, like, how the whole, they were on that vacation together, and then he was like, oh, wait, you were married? Like, did he not do any research? Does he have nobody to do a little bit of research?
He's from Minnesota.
But you know what?
Yeah, naive. He's naive.
You bring up a good point. His naivete, I think, makes him even more, like, endearing to me in the sense that he really, his heart was in the right place. He wasn't thinking about this as a business venture or to make money. You know, maybe he really, he was in love with her.
His pastor, his childhood pastor married them.
But he was not very nice sometimes.
But was that editing or
I mean, it could have been editing, you know? But would you realize, okay, I really don't want to live with this the rest of my life. I mean, I'm just trying to see both sides of the story. He was kind of a jerk sometimes.
But I feel like when you're married, like, and you could...
But I think he was portrayed that way.
You know?
I think he was definitely portrayed that way.
And the beginning of that season, I hated him. I was like, what does she even see in this guy? And then towards the end, you kind of see, like, the truth kind of comes out. And you see kind of Kim's real kind of true side towards him. And you kind of see that it's really not him that's being evil. It's kind of the editing of the whole entire show.
But she loved that about him. She loved how he was a little obnoxious. Mm-hmm. And she liked that about him. Yeah. You know? And I think he was really disrespected, and I think...
I agree. And to your point, when you brought up Ladytown, I didn't know you were going to go there.
I always bring up Ladytown.
I kind of agree with you. Like, be divorced, you know what I mean?
Yeah, be divorced.
She's still legally married.
Have some respect.
So to parade around another man, you know, in public, you know...
Or maybe just be a little bit more discreet about it.
And yeah, but she's having a field day with, like, the Kanye hints. Like,
true.
She, like, just posted, you know, an Instagram of, you know, him
Ferrari
and...
Ferrari or his Lamborghini
Oh, yeah, that too. But she was front row at a show and was, like, watching my baby, thrown.
KW earrings, it's, like, really...
Yeah, the grill.
I missed that.
Everything.
Missed that.
She's having a field day throwing out hints to people. And if she doesn't want to get involved in doing that again,
everyone
take a step back.
I think everyone has the right to be with whoever they want to be. You know, love is love. However, I mean, just have some respect for yourself. Respect yourself. Get that divorce, and then
respect yourself.
You know, and then you know, go on with your business. But it's just, come on.
Well, you know what? We could probably spend the next hour talking about news and gossip with the Kardashians, but instead of doing that, we are going to talk about predictions for next week. So.
You're after Buzz TV.
Predictions. I love that. So, what are we thinking is going to happen next week? Do we think the whole paternity issue, do we think that's finally dead in the water?
Yes.
We're not
going
to hear about it again?
Yeah, because the letter she wrote, everything.
I agree. Scenes for the next, I kind of like went out of my mind. The scenes for the next, what
popped
up? I think
we're all drawing a blank here.
I'm totally drawing a blank.
Hopefully
for the
Bruce
for the next.
Stays in the house.
Next episode. That's another issue. Yeah. You know, is that issue with Bruce, you know, is it a continuing one? Because that's a really big deal. Because that's their marriage. That's, you know, that's kind of tight, you know. I think we also...
And they choose the Dash store.
Yes, yep. They finally
all
choose
three of
the
them
Dash.
Are there.
Yes. And then there's the Dash opening party. Mm-hmm. Of course, there's going to be all kinds of juicy little, you know, drama and tidbits. I'm sure we're going to see a lot more of Courtney since now she's announced the sex of her baby. Maybe we'll see the shower coming up soon.
Oh, yeah,
she's starting
the
show.
And then I know Chloe and Lamar moves back, right?
They moved back from Dallas. So,
a lot of good stuff coming up.
A lot of good stuff coming up, and it's just the beginning, you guys. So be sure to tune in and check us out next Sunday, same time, same place, and we can't wait to be back.
Where can I find you guys?
Oh, sorry. Thanks, Marissa. Oh, gosh, this is only water, too. So you can find me at GoToGirlTV. That's my Twitter handle. And you can check me out at my website, www.GoToGirlTV.com, where I bring you lots of fun information and save you money on just about everything. Where can they find you, Susan?
I'm Susan Hahn, and you can find me at It's Susan Hahn, ITSSUSANHAHN. I'm your beauty expert. You guys could tweet me about makeup tips. I'm the girl who rocks Louboutins and drinks a 40 out of brown paper bag, so I'll always be honest and real with you guys.
And she put my eyelashes on tonight. Very good job. Adria?
I'm Adria Theoretis, and you can tweet me at Adria Theo.
And I'm Virginia Reyna. You can find me at either virginiarena.com or you can follow me on Twitter at Virginia Reyna.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.